Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome. This is Access Astrology on Blog Talk Radio. We are three astrologers who get together every week and take a look at the sky, the weather, and the stars, and see how that is playing out on Earth and in the connections around us. My name is Mark Wall. I'm in Manhattan, and I'm joined by two other people.
This is Heather
Ann
Robin.
You're at the Bright Red Desk, and Bright Red Desk on the other side of Manhattan from Mark.
And Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana.
And Heather's dog, too.
Right.
Yeah.
That was my spark, my schnoodle, who thought he'd chime in at the beginning. Sorry about that.
Good.
No, it's always good to hear from the four-leggeds, because that means it's a good day when they come and chat, you know.
They did. Yeah,
I always love when they come in the middle of a reading or when my cat comes over. And then sometimes I'll be talking to someone and their dog will start to bark. And I'm always, oh, your dog is weighing in. And they're like, yeah, this is kind of important. You know, it's the animals always know. So
they do. And it's lovely. Yes. So, yes, and he is a talkative one. But the poor deer has Pluto right on his ascendant at the moment. So he tends to see the problems where there aren't any. And I'm hoping he'll calm down when Pluto gets off that 24 degrees of Capricorn.
Yeah. Well, he's also got Eris squaring it, so who knows? There might be something pinching him. Might be a ghost in your house, Heather, pinching his butt.
Might be
something
a ghost
like that.
In the house. It could be. Or a mouse. But,
or a mouse.
You know, right. But, yes. So, how is everybody tonight?
Pretty good.
I'm good. I feel very relieved after last week. I felt like the tension really dropped out. Mm. Mark, how do you feel?
Relief is the big word. But it's so, after 4 years of taking a beating, you know, we got so used to getting that beating every morning when the news came on. And when it stops, it feels sudden. it all just went away.
And I'm watching how hard it is for people, especially with that Mars-Uranus conjunction still cooking us, and all the planets in Aquarius squaring those two, to let go of the excitement. You know, I see people still posting about the damn man, and someone called him the Velveeta Voldemort. And because they can't let go of the excitement. It's so much easier when you've got a focalized story. And, you know, instead we've got a complex, you know, issues around the climate change and equity and restoring our justice. And instead of pretending that a fight between two opinions is news, actually creating improvement in the world, which is much more complex, much more difficult, makes less of a headline, but it's going to take us a while to calm down and get moving in that direction.
And that's where the...
Say what?
Yeah, you started to say something. You got cut off there.
Yeah, with all the work that is being done, the Aquarius planets will help a lot. They keep us in the mental realm.
Right.
And
all the planets are answering to Saturn, too. Mm-hmm. So the whole thing with the answering to Saturn part is he's like, ground it, baby, ground it, you know, ground it. And, you know, also Mercury in his shadow, he goes retrograde in a couple of days till February 20th. So a lot of stuff's coming out now. We're learning a lot of different things we hadn't heard before. And, of course, you know, I tune into Yahoo and just kind of scan the headlines, and it was President Trump's mad he can't tweet about Dr. Fauci. And I'm like, oh, yeah, he can't tweet anymore. You know, he's been muzzled. And I'm kind of like, all right, you know, that's actually good. You know, people can go tell the truth without getting yelled at. Or tell their experience. Maybe that's a better way to say it because, you know, everybody has their own truths on some level. But, you know, it's good. I think it's an interesting shift. It definitely is out of that Capricorn control mod into Aquarius-like group energy. And it's got an air, you know, it's very airy. I feel like there's a lot of air flying around now that we didn't have before. It's lighter. It's a lighter energy. But still jazz, though. I'm still feeling very, you know, my electrical system's running a little ragged. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people extra sleep, extra minerals, extra nutrients, because the energy is very jagged, even if it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's shifting. You know, it's kind of like you can feel the shift, but you're not grounded in the new energy yet. So it's like that takes a little bit.
And the feeling that we were, you know, got that green light and the energy boost of that Mars-Uranus fast out the gate, and I'm so glad to see that this administration has kind of like leapt right into the action, because it comes to a grinding halt, not completely to a grinding halt, but we continue to work on the things that we've been working on while Mercury retrogrades, but on the 30th, but it will take us. We have to slow down. I think there's the time when we're going to go back and review the past. Was Mercury retrograde the last impeachment trial? As I remember, there was that. It's a good time to review the past, but it can be a time when it's hard to articulate what's really going on. So I'm hoping that this trial in the air signs, with all that lineup of air, as Mercury retrogrades back in Aquarius, back to Saturn and Jupiter, towards Saturn and Jupiter, that it that the review session stays more articulate and more grounded in fact and in the present moment, rather than retribution, which is going to be so tempting over this week as Venus conjuncts Pluto, but to move out of retribution and into, can we just unpeel the process and see what's actually going on? And,
the retrograde was the 16th of February, so it was past the trial.
Right, it was past the trial.
And it went retrograde back into, it went back into Aquarius and stationed on March 11th. So that was kind of when we got the, you know, we started to do the shutdown of the COVID virus.
Yep.
March 12th was the last time I saw my assistant, and March 15th, that weekend was the last meal I had in a restaurant. My friend was in town because she was filming a movie, and we had, you know, and the movie had gotten shut down on Friday. So she was like, well, we're going to wait 2 weeks, because Netflix shut everything down on Friday the 13th, I guess, and we had dinner on the 15th, and then they kind of said, hey, you know, I'll go home because we're not going to open up. So,
well,
but
that
Rose
was
had
our
said
weekend.
To me on the 12th, Rose said to me on the 12th, that was our weekend. That was the last time we saw you, Heather, too.
Yeah.
That was we did, you know, we brought the hand sanitizers and we had the Clorox wipes and we did the weekend workshop. Then you went home and it got COVID.
And then the whole world got shut down.
But the impeachment was the 30th. It was the Eris Pluto square that weekend when Kobe Bryant died in the plane crash. So, and remember, they said to us, "We're not going to impeach him. If you want to impeach him, vote him out of office." And I'm like, "All right." And then on the Eris Pluto square, the third one was the one in June 30th was when Bolton came out and said, "Yeah, I knew what was going on, but." It was, you know, I didn't like the way the Democrats were doing it. And then on the 11th of November was when they announced for Biden winning. And I remember them saying, well, if the voters don't like him, they can vote him out. And I'm like, okay, so we did. We got rid of him. Not all of us, obviously, because he had a number of people vote for him. But, and so now we go into the next impeachment where they're filing the papers now, which is about when he had the last one. Because I think the Kobe crash was, I'll Google it and see when it was, but yeah, Kobe Bryant crash. Because that weekend was the impeachment stuff. Because it was Pluto square.
This week we have Venus conjunct Pluto, and that can really bring us back to our emotions and our sense of empathy. And it can mean we're aware of a new sense of loss, And that could be COVID related, as more of, you know, we've got the vaccine program stepping up, but we also have new variations. Just a new one came up from Brazil that will take some revamping of the vaccines or a booster added to deal with those variations. So I think in the meantime, we're still feeling that loss. As Venus and Pluto conjunct, often we see a loss of a public figure so that we can all mourn together. And that not
well,
necessarily.
What's his name died? Larry King and Hank Aaron died. The Kobe crash was Sunday, January 26th, so that was the impeachment weekend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So, and then today is January 25th, and they marched them over this afternoon around 3:11. Which looks
right
like the
schedule.
Moon went into Aries or went into Cancer on the world point. So it'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the trial is supposed to start in February while Mercury's retrograde. And I remember back when I was first learning astrology, O.J. Simpson, he's born on, I think it is Mercury stationing to go retrograde or stationing to go direct, but I think it's stationing to go retrograde. And all of his trials were on Mercury retrograde. All that stuff that happened with him was a retrograde, except the last suit, which was a civil suit, and it went direct, and so there was a judgment against him by the family of the young man, Ron Goldman, who had been killed, too. So so it's interesting that we're doing a Mercury retrograde where we have a Gemini president and Mercury's retrograde, so it'll be interesting to see what the impeachment does. So I'm tuned in, astrology in action, you know. Two impeachments, he's a Gemini. You got to do everything twice. He had two bankruptcies. Well, he had five bankruptcies. He had two wives. Well, he had actually three wives. You know, he had five kids. You know, it's like, you know, it's kind of one of those things. He's a double kind of guy. So so we'll see what happens. I'm kind of tuned in because they're saying they're going to do it in February. And we have till the 21st for Mercury to go direct. So we'll see what happens.
Mm.
Actually,
yeah.
When I noticed
Mercury is Venus
coming to conjunct Pluto,
when
I noticed Venus will conjunct Pluto, it made me think there'll be some kind of a reprise of the Trump administration because there was such a Pluto conjunct Venus setup that they had.
Mm-hmm. How do you mean that?
Very Plutonian, total control. And manipulation, but presented in a like a nice way, like totally the way the presentation is totally against what's going on for real.
Yeah,
and the presentation makes it all sound good.
And in our personal life, And how do we think, how can people handle that? That's what's going on in the politics. I'm just also feeling the sort of the adrenaline letdown that people are experiencing now that the inauguration is done, and just really feeling how lonely they're feeling in the COVID shutdown. And I would just kind of ask everybody to hold each other's hearts gently this week and to help each other with that that sense of, you know, isolation that a Venus-Pluto conjunction can give. It can also allow us to feel more deeply, so we may feel even more grateful for the people that we love and the things at work and our animals, you know, barking at us and cheering up our day. But that to really kind of feel how... Notice the people in our lives that might be feeling isolated and reach out to them.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also I think, you know, we have a lot of energy you know, when we're working with this energy, when you have a traumatic energy running in your system, you know, like the Capitol riots or your anxiety about stuff, when the conjunction happens and it says, ugh, it kind of pops you, and the adrenaline does drop. And so when the adrenaline drops, it does make you tired. You know, you've been running on adrenaline. You've been running on your cortisol, which is the hormone that the adrenal glands secrete. course, they're on the kidneys, interestingly. So it's, you know, fight or flight, you know, kind of energy. You know, like, okay, roll, 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 roll. Something's coming, something's coming. And then when they stop, the Venus energy kind of goes, oh, you know. You just kind of relax into it. So I think it's important to know that because of this heightened, and, you know, and Venus coming to Pluto is, you know, kind of intense. And we also have a full moon this week. And the full moon is Sun and Jupiter joined opposite. The moon is all by herself over there. You know, she's in Gemini by herself. She's in Cancer by herself. She's in Leo by herself. She's in Virgo. And she's opposite all of the, you know, the planets that have had such a hard time. They're kind of little party. And, you know, they're still clumped together. So when it's opposite, when she's in Cancer, she's opposite the Capricorn planets. And then when she's in Leo, she's opposite the Aquarius planets. And so, you know, she's very stimulated. And we know that the moon all by herself in Leo is a little bit of a door slammer, you know, on a bad day. You know, I had a mother that was a Leo, and she'd go, all right, I'm out of here. And she, we would all be like, whoa. And she'd go get in the car and drive off. You know, she had Moon and Sag. And, you know, that's how she dealt with it. She left the house, you know. But, it, you know, she came back, but it was also, you know, you were like, ooh, wow, there's a little fire in the sky. So this energy this week is very fiery, and the Moon aspects are all a little hard. They all have kind of stressful closings. So it's, you know, it is a week when we're going to feel, you know, like, oh, okay, you know, I have to do something. Sun, Jupiter, but I'm also feeling very emotionally high strung. We know that the bus drivers and the hospitals and the police department all staff a little bigger on a full moon. So we have a full moon on top of all this exciting, intense energy. So, you know, you might feel you're a little more, you know, strung. Your nerves are a little strung. You're running a little anxious. You know, I always think of it when the moon is opposite the sun as kind of being a little tightrope. And, you know, you watch, there was a guy who used to walk across the World Trade Centers. He got permission, actually, to do it. I remember thinking, who would walk across a typewriter in 110 stories? I mean, I'm not that kind of girl, right? But he would walk across on a tightrope between the two buildings. And so you can feel that way this week, that you're on kind of some kind of tightrope and you're trying to get to one side or the other. Or if you ever went to a circus and you watched the acrobats and they're dipping their little leg as they're walking across the wire and you're like, oh my God, you know, they're going to fall. I mean, they have a net, but it's still, you know, it's palpitating.
It can feel like that. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So that energy of the high moon.
Absolutely. Yeah. So find a good drama to get involved in, you know, and melodramatic love, watch great acting, you know, on TV, get some really, you know, find a way to put that Leo, you know, move into a gratitude list, find a way to really express that Leo full moon in the best of senses. Because Leo full moon can also be a giant hearth fire and a huge heart, an ability to love and be grateful on an enormous scale. It just needs some intense emotion. If you don't give it a good one, it's going to go for the difficult ones.
Right. Yep, totally.
So we should take a call?
I think we covered the big aspects, the retrograde, the Venus-Pluto. That also can be an ending energy, to your point of someone famous dying, but it also has an energy of new beginnings, and it also is Venus meets Pluto once a year, and so she's stopping by after that big cocktail party that everybody had at Pluto's house all year long, and she's like, hey, Pluto, how you doing? I'm coming over for a couple leftovers. You know, you got some leftover shrimp cocktail? And Pluto's like, yeah, but the party broke up in, like, you know, in November, it might not be good. You know, I always thought about that with wedding cakes. You know how they
not the salmon
the
mousse.
Cake.
That was a
So any rate, you know, it's that energy. You know, Venus stopping by to say to Pluto, "So how you doing now that everybody left the house?" And he's kind of like, "I don't know. How am I doing?" You know. So yeah, it's all good. So off we go. So charts.
Okay, let's try this one. Hello, area code 412-596. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Hello?
Hello, yes.
Hi. So my birthday is 8-16-67.
Okay.
Is what?
Say
again.
16-19-67. Is that correct?
Yes.
8-16-67. Mm-hmm.
At 7 p.m. in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
So August 16th, 67. Okay. At 7 p.m. And
yes.
What is your question?
Yes. So, I've been trying to call, and I wanted to ask you, like, what my future was. But today I got some health news that was out of the clear blue. So I guess I'll ask about the health first.
Mm-hmm. And how intense was that health news?
They say that I have a cyst on my liver. But I didn't hear this from the doctor. I heard it from a third party, and it surprised me because this was from tests done in 2018, and this is the first I'm hearing about it.
So they're going to take you back. I was saying it looks like, you know, Pluto was over your moon about that time. And
okay.
And Pluto is now, interestingly enough, it was probably on your Capricorn moon at the time of your of the test, and now that Pluto is finishing and in conjunct to your sun, you hear about it. So I would say there's some changes coming up, but I can't imagine that they would have left it so long if they were worried about it. But it is definitely something it looks like to follow up on, to make sure that it's in good shape. You know, a lot of times with the Pluto transits, they begin a process that we don't see for a couple of years. So sometimes, you know, when I see this pattern, I'd say, get it checked. How have you been feeling during this time?
Fine. That was
good.
The other thing that surprised me. I haven't had any problems.
Then trust that. Your progressed moon is heading into your 12th house of long-term health. So it's saying it's a good time for you to find out what's going on, not to worry about it, but to find out, to take a good look, and to take care of your health. And what do you see?
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know that it's bad news in the sense that you're having Pluto trining Uranus and sextiling your Vesta, so I wouldn't assume it's bad. Pluto in conjunct the Leo, a lot of the baby boomers are having Pluto in conjunct Pluto, so they're popping health issues. But it's an in conjunct of, okay, let me take care of it and move it forward. You do have the moon ruling the sixth house of health, and your moon's in Capricorn. And so, you know, if you had some health stuff in 94, I would say to you, you know, what was going on then? Your liver is basically okay. You know, it's not, you don't have a bad liver. Jupiter is the ruler of liver. He is in Leo. So that's helpful. And you're not having a whole lot of health transits, meaning planets in your sixth house, which is illness. And I look at the first house as vitality and the sixth house as health. So, you know, definitely check it out. But I don't know that it's bad news. But certainly on Mercury in Aquarius, you know, you find out, oh, this happened when? What was going on then? and, you know, so go, you know, I mean, it's kind of shocking, certainly. And that's the in conjunct from Mercury to Uranus today. You know, like, what? But, I'm not seeing that it's horrible. You know, if you had the Pluto on the moon right now, I'd say, yeah, you know, problem. But the whole thing with livers is they do, when they go bad pretty fast. So, you know, seeing it was a few years ago, I think it's probably okay, you know. And our bodies do make cysts and release them. So, but, you know, definitely follow up on it for sure. Yeah.
Right.
And you are having Jupiter in Leo. Your progressed Jupiter's in Leo right now, so that also is reasonably lucky. You know, it's not, you're not having hard what I would call hard health transits. But you are having the progressive ascendant trining your sun and your Jupiter, and they're going, well, yeah, you had this. And you're like, what? Nobody told me, you know. So,
and I think with that progressed the moon heading into Capricorn a month and a half ago and into your 12th house, you're doing some, you know, nothing like a cancer scare. And I think, sis, bring that question up. And I don't think it is a cancer scare, but I think it can feel like one when your mind goes, wait, you know, my life flashes before my eyes. Pluto is going to bring up all those questions, but it wants you to have a good answer. You know, it's asking you, why are you alive? What's on your bucket list? You know, and but it wants you to have a good answer, and it wants you to get to it and be fully alive. So let this be a, you know, sort of a wake-up call to be fully alive.
Okay.
You also want to look
and I'm always
your,
a little suspicious of even times, so that would make me think that your birth time might be a little after 7 p.m. Because Saturn coming to your ascendant is kind of a shock. And, you know, Mark, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah. You want to look at inner resources. You have a tendency overall to either listen to the authorities outside of you and the friends outside of you and feel like that's where the answer is. Because when you look inside, there's a lot of responsibility, and it feels heavy, and it feels like more than one can carry. But what you have now is an opportunity to connect to your own sense of inner resources with energy outside of you. So try to form those links. When you think you have a way to handle this, listen to who's talking about that strategy and say, tell me more.
Okay.
Was that
okay.
helpful? And how did how was the triangle unfold? How did the triangle unfold that you heard this?
I was denied for insurance because I didn't do a follow-up for this cyst on my liver. And I was like, they didn't tell me I had one.
So
there's another piece is that you are being asked to empower yourself and stand up for your rights and insist that they reconsider that decision based on the fact that it was that you did not have the information to work with. And this was not your responsibility.
Right, and solar arc Uranus, interestingly, is on Mars in the house of insurance. So the shock of being denied for the insurance, you're like, what? I have a cyst on my liver? And, you know, that woman who or the man who told you, you were kind of like, wow, nobody told me this. But, yeah, let me go check on that. You know, thanks for letting me know. So,
Yeah,
I was mad.
Well, I would be mad too. Like, where was that call made or not made, you know? So,
Right. And again, I think so much is about you standing up and speaking up for yourself and being fully alive and empowering yourself to get better treatment by your doctors and better treatment by your insurance company. All of the Pluto and Saturn stuff you are, one of the positive aspects of it is stepping into your personal authority.
Okay.
But it's also Sun Jupiter, so that's usually a pretty lucky thing. So I'm like, yeah, go get it checked out, go yell at people and, you know, feel better and then reapply for the insurance.
Okay.
Because obviously, you know, if you do the follow-up now, it's going to be like, well, you know, what happened to it? Is it still there or is it gone? Yeah.
Right. And so this is the first year both of my kids left for college. So I'm an empty nester all of a sudden.
Oh.
So that was my original question was like, what's next?
And this is giving you the tools to build that. You know, right now it's a review, re-empowerment, remember who you are, kind of collect everything to you and reevaluate where you want to go next. And watch it in 2 years, you'll be just kind of sailing into the future. Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck. Okay, we're almost out of time. Any last things that people want to say to our people this week?
Well, I would say, you know, because you are an empty nester, you're having Saturn and Jupiter in your first house. Last time it happened was 20 years ago in Taurus, in your fourth house on your IC. raised a family, and now you're giving yourself permission to fly. And your natally, your Jupiter and your Saturn are in a trine. So they say to you, 12 and a half, 17, what was going on then? Harness that energy and launch it into your future. Sounds like fun, you know? So
Okay, off you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Take care. And everybody else, be good to yourselves and each other this week. Kind as the winds begin to shift pattern.
Good. Yeah. Okay, we'll see you next week.
Okay, take care.
And signing off from the Bright Red Desk on the Upper East Side.
Heather Rowan Robbins from Montana.
And Mark Waltz over by the Hudson River.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Have fun.